I mean, I say that because that's a big example conservative Christians hold to. You know, but I could just easily say, why do we have so many churches that teach the rapture doctrine? Why do we have so many churches that deny the resurrection from the dead? Oh, we don't deny the resurrection of the dead. Oh, yes, you do. How have we denied the resurrection of the dead? And that you say the resurrection is already past. And that you say the dead are in heaven. And that you say the dead are with Christ, when no man hath ascended into heaven, but he that has come down from heaven, the Son of Man, which is in heaven. No one else has gone up. You deny the resurrection if you deny that. They handle the word of God deceitfully. But they do it all in the name of Jesus. They all do it affirming he is Christ. It's all under the umbrella of Jesus, as my mother likes to say. It's under his umbrella. They all talk about Jesus. Jesus is on their lips. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus this. Let's praise Jesus. Let's sing about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's have a Bible study. Let's learn about Jesus. But they're deceivers. They're leading you astray. They bind heavy burdens, grievous to be borne. I want to talk about that. But this may not be the moment for it. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Don't go after them. Arm yourself with the truth that you know. You know, people say, well, I don't understand. Well, then, you know, I think you ought to study with me. But if you have something else in mind, what am I going to do about it? I'll tell you right now, nothing. I'll speak. Those that hear, let them hear. Those that forbear, let them forbear. I'm not here to heap disciples to myself. I don't even want disciples. You can't be my disciple. You can't be my disciple. Verse 9. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. I already read that. It means by and by, it means immediately. It doesn't sound like that to me, but that's the way in the Old English they use it. And in the Greek, that's what it means. Immediately. People are always... One of the things the deceivers do is they sit and they have the Bible in the one hand and they've got the newspaper in the other. Prophecy today! Prophecy watch! Blah, 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 blah. You know, I've been watching prophecy my entire life. Prophecy fulfilled! What? Do you realize that there has not any of the substantial signs that would indicate to me that we are in the last days, none of them have occurred. We are not in the last days. People have been saying that to me my entire life. And after studying the Bible for many years, I finally came to the conclusion that we are not in the last days. Red alert. We're not in the last days. Not yet. The last days could begin. Just like Jesus, you know, there is that imminency of Christ's return, right? But he will not return except there come a falling away first and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And all things that are written must be fulfilled before he will return. You look at the book of Revelation, there's a lot of stuff that's got to be fulfilled before Jesus Christ returns. How about a great mountain coming out of the sky and being cast into the sea? That's one of them. I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen hail and fire mingle with blood yet. Well, those are just symbolic. No, trumpets aren't symbolic. Trumpets, if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, no. The trumpets have not begun to sound. I haven't seen, you know, they say, well, what about Israel becoming a nation? Well, that's something. It certainly is suggestive, but it does not fulfill any real prophecy. So what about the fig tree? What about the fig tree? The fig tree we'll get to in here, but it does not. We'll have to wait and see, won't we? Let's see. Have we seen the signs? Because some people say, oh, there's wars and rumors of wars. It's a sign. The end is coming. Wars and commotions. That's what they do. They look in the newspaper and they get excited about wars happening and they think, it's the end. It's the end. When that's exactly the opposite of what Jesus said. Jesus said, when you hear of wars and commotions, don't be troubled. That's, the end is not coming immediately. What's interesting is in his near fulfillment of Jerusalem being destroyed by the Romans, obviously there was a bit of commotion and it happened. Jesus is taking the long view, longer than they realize. And the prophecy comes away, I think, somewhat muddled in that regard to those who are listening with a certain expectation. There are wars and commotions that have to come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Verse 10. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you they shall cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. And your patience possess you your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them that are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart not out. And that let them that are in the countries enter not thereinto. And let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.